With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. When he returns to his hometown of Whitefish next week, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke will be greeted by billboards and a media campaign urging him to leave the Missouri River breaks alone. It's one of two dozen national monuments he's reviewing to eliminate or scale back protections. Zinke is scheduled to address the Western Governors Association's annual conference Tuesday. Hold Our Ground has released a television commercial and a set of social media videos, including this one featuring Nicole Figueri, owner of Missouri River Outfitters.
When I heard that the National Monument was under review, to be honest, it really struck me as a personal attack. There's been a lot put in place to protect this river, and without the monument, this wouldn't be available in the capacity that it is today.
Over the next few days, there will be a billboard ad in Missoula and four in the Flathead. Public land advocates are also planning a public event in the area on Monday. Various groups are hoping to get the attention of Zinke and 11 governors gathering Monday through Wednesday. The body of a California man missing from a Montana campsite has been found in a lake just north of Yellowstone National Park. Gallatin County Sheriff Brian Gutkin says the man's body was found today underwater about 300 feet from the shore of Hebgen Lake. An investigation indicates the 68-year-old man from Burbank, California, may have gone into the water to retrieve a pontoon fishing boat that had blown away. Searchers began looking for the man yesterday afternoon after receiving a report of a vehicle parked in a day-use area. Officers did not release his name. The cause of death is still under investigation. A Montana man convicted of fatally shooting a German exchange student who was trespassing in his Missoula garage is asking the United States Supreme Court to consider his case. Marcus Karma's attorneys are asking the high court to consider if their client's request to have his trial moved because of intense media coverage should have been granted and whether certain jury instructions given at trial should have been allowed. The Montana Supreme Court decided in February to uphold Karma's 70-year prison sentence. Karma was convicted of shooting 17-year-old Darren Day-Day in Missoula in April 2014. The teen had apparently gone into Karma's garage to steal beer. Even if the U.S. Supreme Court declines to take up his case, Karma could continue to challenge his conviction with a lawsuit. I'm Rachel Kramer.
I'm Nate Hedgey. A fourth Montana Republican has filed to run for U.S. Senate in 2018. Ron Murray of Belgrade filed his paperwork with the Federal Election Commission on June 17th. Kalispell State Senator Albert Olcheski, Scott Roy McLean of Missoula, and Troy Downing of Big Sky are also running for the Republican nomination. The winner will challenge incumbent Democratic Senator John Tester. Murray lost in the primary for a state House seat in 2010. He was later investigated along with eight other Republican candidates accused of coordinating their campaigns with and taking illegal donations from a national anti-union group. This afternoon, Governor Steve Bullock declared a drought emergency for 19 counties and two reservations in eastern Montana. The area has seen record low precipitation, high temperatures, and excessive wind for the past 2 months. In some cases, the dust was so extreme, ranchers said they had trouble keeping track of their cattle. Bullock's declaration, which is effective immediately, follows U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue's authorization of emergency grazing on Conservation Reserve Program land in Montana and the Dakotas. Perdue says that without alternative forage options, ranchers could be devastated economically. The emergency grazing is authorized to begin immediately and extends through September 30th unless conditions improve. In northeastern Montana, the drought is especially problematic for wheat farmers. Since yesterday, the area has only received about a half inch of rain in the past 2 months. Farmer Terry Angvik says the situation was reversed last year. Excessive rains caused rivers to flood last fall. Angvik says many farmers decided to plant their seeds later in the season since they expected the soil moisture would stay longer. Montana is the country's third largest wheat producer. Farmer Rob Davis says everyone could have a low crop yield if larger amounts of rain don't come soon. A National Weather Service meteorologist says the area could qualify for federal drought assistance if low rain conditions continue to be reported. Authorities say a U.S. Forest Service official has found a Pennsylvania man who had been missing in Montana's Bob Marshall Wilderness since Monday. The Rocky Mountain District Ranger says 21-year-old Eric Helmuth was found alive today. Helmuth is tired and dehydrated, but in good condition. A backcountry outfitter reported that Helmuth walked away from camp northwest of Augusta Monday afternoon and hadn't been seen since. The Pennsylvania resident was participating in a guide and packer school. Teton County Sheriff's Office led the search, which did not immediately have any information Friday afternoon. I am Nate Hedgey, Montana Public Radio.